In this action, I want to go to the conference that's being held in Bethlehem. It's a conference called Celebrating Nonviolence. And there will be, I hope, Palestinian activists there, Israeli activists, and international activists. I would so like to be part of that, and I do think that being in Bethlehem is so significant just around Christmas. Bethlehem for me exemplifies all the very difficult aspects of the occupation. And I don't think a lot of people realise, and I don't think a lot of Christians realise, that Bethlehem is actually a thriving, busy, populous town in occupied territory. In order to travel to Bethlehem, you have to cross from Israel through checkpoints into the occupied territories. You have to do it at gunpoint, you have to justify your reason for going, and it's very difficult. In Bethlehem, they've seen ever-increasing settlements being built all around the town. They're increasingly cut off from East Jerusalem. Legitimate travel for Palestinians to their places of worship in Jerusalem are cut off for many of them. Tourism has just been annihilated, so therefore many of the legitimate trades for people in Bethlehem through tourism, hotels, souvenir sellers, guides, all of that sort of trade has been obstructed by the occupation. So while the rest of the Western world is singing O Little Town of Bethlehem and getting dewy-eyed about the Holy Land and the birthplace of Christ at Christmas, people living in Bethlehem are living under heavy military occupation. Their lives are obstructed. They can't do their trades. Their economic livelihood is deteriorating, and people are increasingly desperate. I really want to go to this conference in order to show my solidarity with Palestinians who are trying to lead normal, reasonable lives, make a living, and just do what we all do. Go to school, go to university, get to our clinics.
Israel say to the world, I am the only one democracy in the Middle East, but I don't know what kind of democracy is once one country don't let pass in his border people free like me. I'm a free man, and usually freedom it means I can go to visit my friend, I can go where I want, but I think it's not really a good demonstration of democracy. Stop the people like me working for the peace.
The purpose of this action is to highlight the fact that Israel is trying to isolate Palestinians from international support in its struggle against the occupation. And we know for a fact that hundreds and hundreds of civilian non-violent activists have been refused entry to Israel. And we have to go through Israel to get to Palestine because the Israelis control the Palestinian borders. So we're in a dilemma as to we can't actually access Palestinians and support them in their struggle, to support them in their non-violent struggle, except by going through Israel. And to go through Israel, we have to either lie and tell them that we're tourists, because if we tell them the truth, that we are there to support non-violent struggle in Palestinian territories, they will refuse us entry. So up until now, activists have had to lie continually in order to get into Israel. So we've decided we don't want to lie anymore. We've decided that actually we shouldn't have to lie. Israel calls itself a democracy, and if it is a democratic country, then it should not be turning back people who are free of any criminal records, who are completely committed to non-violent activity, who are not posing any threat to their country. They're in fact trying to create a solution to the crisis that is beleaguering the people of Israel as well as the people of Palestine. So we're trying to open an avenue whereby international civilians will be able to go to Palestine openly, honestly, and will not be blocked by the Israeli authorities.
To understand through studying this conflict that in order for there to be peace, the Palestinians must be able to have a just peace. They must be able to have